Love it isn't alone. ICE provides crucial things to everyone who goes out on it. Respite for some, dearly held recreation for others, food, and much more. Snow and ice also are critical components of local U.S. economies across the region. Winter skiing and snowmobiling account for some $3.5 billion, a recent estimate said. A single ice fishing tournament can inject hundreds of thousands of dollars into communities. But in parts of Lake Superior, the ice season has been shrinking by an average of almost a day each year for the past few decades. That means the year Lovett was born, a winter on Superior would have included more than a month more ice cover than it does today. Superior also is warming faster than any other large lake on Earth, except Lake Fruktjön in Sweden. The other Great Lakes ice seasons are shrinking as well by an average about half a day per year. That may sound small and benign, but it masks much more critical change in a place where the line between ice and no ice, snow, and rain can be razor thin. It's difficult to see the change clearly in some cases, says Jia Wang, a climatologist at NOAA, who focuses on ice cover in the Great Lakes region. Though they're hundreds of miles from the ocean, the lakes feel weather influences from both the Pacific and the Atlantic and incorporate those weather patterns into their own.